This is the Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.
It's really lovely to be having a chat with Sarah Louise Gallagher. Of course, you're a recruitment expert with over 14 years of experience. Thank you so much for taking the time to have a chat with us here on the Hub on iRadio. It's lovely to talk to you.
Oh, thank you so much for having me on, Louise. It's absolutely amazing and such an amazing opportunity. So thank you so much for your time today.
Not at all. Now, if somebody is on the job hunt, you've got 14 years, over 14 years of experience to have a chat about how you can stand out in the job market. How have you seen the job market evolve, and what do you think are the biggest changes for people right now?
Yeah, absolutely. I think now in 2025, there's absolutely been a lot of change compared to, let's say, 5 years ago. We're now having AI. We're having all these different kind of IT tools and skills that we need to develop and use in order to apply for a role. So I think the application process, first of all, has entirely did a 360 in regards to candidates applying for the you know, their initiating job as such. Whereas years ago, I think back in the day, you used to be able to walk into a shop and hand your CV in and talk to somebody like the manager. But yeah, Now it's so different. And I think in the job market, it's quite competitive as well. We've a lot of different people coming out of college with different degrees and diplomas. And I also just think that, yeah, it's a really... it's a really, really, I suppose, frightening market at the moment, but also exciting as well. So my job, I suppose, here today would be to obviously let the listeners know that things are good in the market. And I suppose I'm here today to be able to give that little light on job applications and how it is a better place at the moment, you know.
For sure. I guess, you know, an important thing that people need to think about when they are trying to maybe change their job or if they're looking for something, is there any particular industries or roles that you're seeing right now strong growth in hiring? Because I know when I was finishing college, a lot of people were going into computer engineering, and it was always it was all about computers and science and that kind of stuff. Has that changed now?
Absolutely, yeah. I think the main industries at the moment we see are booming and that we're hiring for would be HR, accountancy, healthcare, your admin roles, a lot of admin roles within maybe customer service or the likes of electricity companies. I think now at the moment there's been quite a lot of these type of roles that are being hired in, and we're seeing a lot of people coming out of college that have the experience now within HR, accountancy, IT and healthcare. So yeah, compared to years ago, I suppose we would have hired in a lot of, let's say, I know you mentioned, let's say, computer engineering, but we would have did the likes of retail and hospitality. So I think now, I think after COVID as well, a lot of people are looking to get into different roles. We've had engineers moving into the likes of accountancy roles, and then vice versa. We've had people, let's say, in transport planning, looking to go into the likes of HR, which is total 360 flip.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's been really good and really positive. I think since COVID, a lot of people have kind of sat back to say, do you know what? I don't want to do this role anymore. No matter what age I am, I'm going to go back to college and I'm going to recess and move on. But it would be, yeah, it's the likes of HR and accountancy at the moment. There seems to be a lot of people coming out of college or wanting to get into college since post leaving, you know.
Yeah. And are there any industries that are having a strong decline in hiring? I know that a lot of people might want to get into the social media world, or, you know, there's types of industries that look quite lucrative, but they're actually quite difficult to get into. Is there any decline in hiring in certain industries?
Yeah, I would say, like, as you mentioned there, within the social media industry, we find there's a lot of people now wanting to go on to marketing degrees or going into a company working in marketing. And I find, yeah, I mean, I think people think, oh, sure, marketing is dead handy and dead easy, but it's really not. And there's a lot to it. It's, you know, you have like some varied roles. Obviously, you've a lot of social media and then IT expertise that you need as well. So we found that a lot of people had started, they went into college, and then we had said to them, okay, so what are you doing now? And they say, well, we've dropped out because we actually realized that it's not what we thought it was.
Okay, yeah.
So yeah, I would find marketing is quite a hard industry to get into, including HR as well. A lot of people seem to be trying to get into HR. They've did the HR diplomas and they've did the degrees in NCI and other colleges around Ireland, and they cannot seem to get that break to get in with their degree. So it's been really kind of challenging for a lot of people. But then again, I think as well, when I was doing some research on the topics as well over the last few weeks, we found a lot of people, we'd ask people simple things such as, how are you actually applying for the role? Are you following up? Are you using LinkedIn? And a lot of the time it's been a no. So
Okay.
we try and, I suppose, implement then new techniques for people to be able to apply for that role that they are seeking. And of course, as well, it's mindset. It's reframing your experience and saying, okay, I mightn't have the experience, but I have the want and the drive to do this. So nothing's going to stop me.
That's brilliant, because I'd imagine half of that is the battle, because unless you have a passion for something, you're not going to drive yourself forward to try and actually get into that industry. I spoke to somebody not too long ago about careers, and I had asked them, if you don't have a portfolio, what's the next best thing to do? And she has said, well, there's lots of resources out there online. You can put together your portfolio by things that you can maybe recreate on the internet and going out and getting that experience. And it is all about the drive and how much passion you have for the industry that you're trying to get into.
Absolutely. Like I always say it as well, employers, okay, a lot of people will have, long job specs and long tasks and mandatory things that they feel they want on a CV when they're hiring. However, I always say, not having the experience doesn't mean that you're not the right person. And it also means that, you could be a reliable, enthusiastic, and a person that shows a lot of potential. And for me, if I'm hiring, I would probably go for the person in front of me who has that passion, that drive, as you said, that somebody is committed and keen, ready to learn kind of attitude, rather than, let's say, going deep down into all the techniques and the diplomas and degrees that this person has. Because we found sometimes when you hire, you might want A, B, and C, and D. And then when you meet the person, it's just, when it comes to, let's say, internally within the operation, they mightn't be a fit because, personality or whatever else, or they do the personality tests and it's just not a match. So I always feel, when people are looking for a job and they're listening in today to look at, what experience do you have and, regarding, let's say, life experience, and also the likes of volunteering, and maybe personality, and just show yourself and show up for who you are. Because it happened a few times actually, Louise, where people have been in interviews and they've went for the job and somebody else might be on the panel. And I find this so interesting and so exciting actually, because if somebody is on the panel, they may say to the person, okay, look, we have another 10 people to see, so we'll be back to you at the end of the week. But before the end of the week, the candidate would get a call and say, hey, we're actually not going to hire you for this position. However, we're after actually making up a new position for you because we think you're going to be an absolute great fit for our company. Based on their personality and their drive and their want. So it's happened numerous times, probably 4 or 5 times every maybe month this happens in the recruitment world for us. And anyway.
That's brilliant. I love stories like that. I guess, people will be wondering if there's any way that they can try and find their first job, because I know a lot of graduates are going to be listening. Is there any big challenges that you find graduates face when they are trying to secure their very first job?
Yeah, I think the first thing that I would think of straight away, because I hear it every day, is a candidate being so open and honest and saying, I want this job, but I don't have the experience. So I think in that particular point would be to kind of let the listeners know, that although you don't have the experience, it's not, you're not here for the experience. The people can see on your CV that you mightn't have the experience, but they're here to try and help you get that job today. So I would not, let's say, focus on the non-experience, and I would focus on the want and the drive, as I mentioned previously. That's always a, I suppose, can be a downside. And I know the people that are, let's say, they're just out of their degree, and you know they've studied so hard, or they're just about to go into a degree. It can be quite hard on them because there's a lot of huge pressure, and they're wanting to just gain that role. But I would always say, you know, if basically don't just list your degree, think about how, you know, what attributes that you can bring to the company themselves in relation to your experience, like your experience in life, or your drive, or the fact that you've studied for this period of time in order to gain your degree. Because a lot of the time it's about reframing things and preparing your stories. You know, it could be even down to, like, a lot of employers will do the STAR technique, where it's like, tell me about a situation, a task, an action, and a result.
Okay.
And yeah, a lot of the time the employers really want to hear kind of behind that person and their way of thinking and what they've done in the past in order to be able to get here today. So, you know, to me, to somebody with a degree, I'd be saying, well, didn't you apply for your degree? Weren't you up against maybe 30 other people to get into that degree, and you got it? Now look at you, you're after getting your good results. So you've did it, you've graduated, you know. And I think a lot of young people, they forget that, you know, they forget the confidence, and they forget the structure and the perseverance through that time. And I always say to people as well that, you know, I know the people want a job right away, but it's about, I suppose, going for all these different interviews, looking at it as like as it's an opportunity, you know, to meet other people and to interview, and to gain exactly an insight to what you want and the type of people you're looking to work with.
Love it. Sarah Louise, you've had so many amazing bits of knowledge for first-time graduates, people looking to change their jobs, and thank you so much for all of that brilliant information. If people want to reach out, if they want to follow you online, if they want to check out everything you're getting up to and learn more, where is the best place that they can go?
Oh, absolutely. So it's impulserecruitment.ie, and it's jobs at impulserecruitment.ie. All of our live jobs are updated every half an hour on the website. And you can also give us a call as well if you're looking for any more information in regards to practical tips for hiring, or for employment, or for anything really in regards to recruitment and how do you get that career.
Sarah Louise, thanks so much for your time. I really appreciate it. And I look forward
Thank
to having you
you.
back on the show again very soon.
Thanks, Louise. Thanks so much.
The Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.